So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about the book that I've been reading recently, Authentic Beauty by Leslie Ludi. Hope you can see it if you're watching on camera. All right, this book's amazing. It's all about remembering that you're like God's cherished princess. Like, you're the daughter of a king. And sometimes you can, like, really forget that if you're on the grind of life, work, study, uni, being a wife, being a girlfriend, all the different B's that you got to be. God just wants you to be his cherished princess first and above everything else. So if you haven't been feeling like an amazing cherished princess, I advise you, beg you, get this book, please, and read it. It's going to really change your life. It's going to change how you think about yourself, how you even see yourself, so you can start seeing yourself how God sees you, this amazing, beautiful princess, cherished, how much value you've got, how he loves you so much, he wants to have romance with you. Do you know what I'm saying? All these different things, it gives you like a shift, right? But today, and I don't usually do book reviews, right, until I've read the whole book, but this one's banging, I must say. So today I'm in a chapter, and she talks about creating solid boundary lines, yeah? And that's like if, you know, like, for example, you need to have boundaries within your life, like, okay, times you go to bed, times you go out, where you go and visit, what places you go to socialise, who your friends are you socialise with, how late you stay out, how long you go to work for, how long you're in the gym for. Having boundaries really helps you to have the right priorities, you know, so you don't overly do something or not do much of something or do too much of, you know, boundaries really help you. Okay, so she says in the book, right, she's talking about this actress, Portia Nelson, who had an autobiography in 5 short chapters. I haven't read it, but from this bit, I was like, might get this book. All right, let me read you what she says. She says, it takes forever to find a way out, she says. In the next chapter, she walks down the same street, pretending she doesn't see the hole. She falls in again and again, struggles to get out. Eventually, she walks down the same street, managing to go around the hole. But the complete 5th chapter tells her ultimate solution. I walk down another street. Now, we've all got our personal holes. Imagine like you're walking on the road, the pavement or the sidewalk, if you're in the States, and there's holes in them. I don't know if you're living in a perfect city, but there's bare holes in London streets where I am. And the holes are almost like your areas of weakness. Just give me a little symbol play here. So the holes in the pavement are like areas of weakness where you can stumble and fall into. So if you're walking on the road listening to this, great. You can kind of really picture it for real. And these areas of weakness, right, you stumble and fall into, they weaken you if you fall into them physically, but even more so physically if you weaken them. And these could be holes of worry, sexual temptation, sin, anxiety, you know, uncontrolled, having, you know, bad company corrupts good character, not the right set of friends who are really strengthening you. And what I love is what she says in this book is most of us can relate to Portia Nelson's story. We see the hole, we convince ourselves we can step over the hole and end up falling in anyway, or maybe take a huge effort to avoid the hole and the whole time glancing over our shoulders, enticed by the hole and wishing we could walk just a little bit closer to it. Few of us ever consider the fact there is another option, walk on a different street. So I don't know if this is you. I mean, like I can imagine like if, okay, so let me give you a scenario for myself. And so imagine like I've got, you know, you've got five streets you can walk down and it's always got the same hole. May fall into the hole of worry over money or sexual thoughts and stuff, or I don't know, like, I was going to give an example of, like men trying to call you, but to be honest, men don't really call me like that. My ears are not in tune for it anyway. So I always fall into the hole of worry or sexual thoughts and stuff. what do you do? Don't just keep walking up and down that same street. Like she says, take another street. And that means, like, it reminds me again of Romans 12 too. It talks about renewing your mind. Do you know what I'm saying? And I really love that, because God's mercies are new every single day. And that's what I really love. It gives you like a fresh start every single day. Do you know what I'm saying? So what I love about that scenario of Paul Strenelson's walking down the street, or five different chapters, is that, okay, you may have fallen into those holes yesterday, but today is a new day. So if you fall into the hole of depression, overeating, worry, holding bitterness, being angry, being so prideful, thinking about yourself or thinking about what others think about you, being insecure and stuff like that, you keep falling into these same sin holes that keep catching. Some of them are big and deep and they're hard to get out. You need friends to get you out. Okay. And then, so rather than kind of keep going down those holes, the author suggests take a different street. Don't keep going down that street of the holes of a pothole of worry, a pothole of sexual sin, a pothole of anxiety, a pothole of bitterness, a pothole of anger, a pothole of overeating. You know, they're going down that same road. It does not make sense. So then what you should do is just pick a different road. And that means like bringing it back spiritual, not just like, oh yeah, I'm not going to walk down James Street, I'm going to walk down King Street. You could do that if that helps, but it's like having a spiritual different walk, taking a different spiritual street. So rather than that, if you usually walk down these roads and you fall into worry, etc., what do you do beforehand? Because, you know, prevention is obviously prevention's better than cure. But rather than kind of like, you know, the lead up to the hole, what do you do to kind of put hurdles or stop you in track? Do you tell a friend, you know, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Do you tell a friend, or do you go into the scriptures? Do you pray? Do you sing? Do you use the spiritual weapons to try and get yourself out of the hole? Because what you got to remember here, the ultimate reason why you're falling into the hole is because Satan is shoving you in there. And he's just waiting for you to just shove yourself in there and just not come out, basically. So that's like a little symbolism, I'm telling you. So what you got to do is think of, okay, whenever I go down here or think of this way, I always go into this negative thought or this thought against God or this sinful act, etc. So the book is saying, go down a new street. And a new street is renewing of your mind. It might even mean like changing your friendship group, changing where you go, gym, where you go, work, who you're for, everything. Could mean a whole total dress code change. Do you know what I'm saying? So always think of like, what is God trying to teach me? Think of like, how can you renew your mind, even in this situation of going down that same street? Go down a new street, look at something new, because God is always into like refreshment and new stuff. He does say, you know, forget about the, you know, Isaiah 43:18. Do not dwell on the past and see that I'm doing a new thing now. Do you know what I'm saying? So always think like, if I keep going down the same thing, and the same thing is happening to you, it's no different. It's like insanity. Do you know what I'm saying? You're doing the same thing, expecting a different result. You got to put in a change and get help, get advice, read the Bible, pray, blah, 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 blah. I like the idea of getting advice. So I'm not like the idea. Take the idea of getting advice. Because some people, the problem is you may keep repeating the same road with all the holes on, because you keep doing things a lot on your own. You know, I know what it is like. You want to just think for yourself, ask yourself, well, it's easier, it's quicker. But really, God has put people in your lives to give you input, right? Other people can see your situation from a different perspective. So always get advice. Always ask people, what do you think about this? I'm going through this situation. I might be worried or money or this or da 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 da. And I always kind of have the same, the usual same response. What can I do to have a difference? I want to renew this situation. So that's what I was thinking. So I really wanted to share that today from the book. It's Authentic Beauty by Leslie Luddy. I don't know if you say it Luddy, I don't know. But just get it on Amazon, yeah, and read it. And of course, you know, I'm always here about it and that stuff. So if you're a woman that you get up and you're not sure, like, what's your purpose? Or you think, like, you have no value in this world. You don't see yourself as a cherished princess. If you've forgotten that that's who you are, then my dear, you are in the right place, okay? Let me tell you, if you don't know how much God is in love with you, you're missing out. And God wants to be the lover of your soul. The true romance are like, oh, never before. Different from any movie. Think of your favorite person, the favorite person you used to like in the films, forget about that, forget about him. God is 100 times much better than that. He wants to have a true relationship with you, to really be this lover of your soul. And if you really want to experience God as the lover of your soul, you've never studied out the Bible before, you've never seen God as a friend, as a lover, rather than as this like horrible dictatorship, always giving out disciplines and beatings, then my dear, it's time to study the Bible. Please DM me the word Bible, whatever platform, wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, it doesn't matter. Get hold of me and we can sit down and study the Bible so you can really know and understand deep in your heart that God has chosen you to be his cherished princess. I'll see you in the next episode. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.